I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed an executive order lifting some restrictions that will allow restaurants, bars, and retail stores in the UP, as well as 17 northern lower Michigan counties, including the Traverse City area, to open at 12:01 a.m. on Friday. Earlier today, I spoke with Governor Whitmer to find out more about this executive order.
We looked at what's happening across the state, region by region. We know that Region 8 has had a low number of COVID cases. We've done an incredible amount of testing. So we feel like this data really shows that we can cautiously move into Phase 4 in Regions 8 and 6, and that's Traverse City, northern part of the Lower Peninsula as well. But what one of the real cautions here is that what we have done has worked. And that's why we can't afford to let people drop their guard or think that moving this one phase means life is normal, it's all rush out. We don't want people to do that. And in fact, we said that at the press conference yesterday. We don't want people from the Lower Peninsula all, you know, congregating in the UP and going out and potentially spreading COVID-19. And that's why we ask people to remember, this is an incremental phase. Let's be smart. Let's be really strategic. Let's make sure that we wear our masks and don't go out unless you need to. But certainly if you want to grab a bite to eat in this lower capacity outdoor dining that we're permitting, please just do so responsibly.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor, one of the things I know that was in the executive order does sort of pertain to people traveling to locations and for the worry that some have of folks coming up from the more areas that have the higher numbers coming up to places like the Upper Peninsula and Northern Lower, that there still are restrictions on travel for things like you can't go and rent a vacation location or anything like that. Those are things to keep in mind, correct?
Correct. We, as I said, you know, we just don't want these two regions that are in really stronger position than the rest of the state to be inundated by people from other parts of Michigan. And so what we've asked is people don't jump in your car and start heading north. Let's open this up in these regions. Let's let them do this locally and make sure we watch closely what happens to ensure we don't have a second spike. We all want to avoid that, and that's why it's really important everyone does their part and takes this very seriously. We've also made sure to reiterate that local leaders retain the ability to make stricter standards. And if they see people coming in that they know are traveling and that they're concerned about and they want to make things more restrictive, they've got that ability to do so. And we're asking our local partners to just keep an eye on the public health, make sure that they're talking to their health care systems and able to make decisions for the local that makes sense.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Under this new executive order, also, there has been a loosening of some restrictions on small gatherings. People can get together now in these regions. Do you have any indication as to what you'll be tracking, what we may be seeing in terms of some of the larger gatherings with all of the festivals and everything in our region that have already canceled? Is there anything in particular you and your team are looking at that may open those up this fall or sometime later?
So I think, you know, all the epidemiologists and public health experts continue to stay really tethered to the data. And the data in a novel virus is really important. There's no vaccine yet. When we have a vaccine, we can really think about big gatherings again. But until then, we've got to be really smart. And so this permitting gatherings of 10 or less is a step toward normalcy, but we've got a long way to go, and we've got to make sure that we don't all congregate like that until it's really safe to do so. And we've got to follow the science. And the reason we've been successful in driving our COVID-19 numbers down is because people have really taken this very seriously. And unfortunately, I can't give you a date certain that we'll be in the all clear, but our goal is to get there. And if everyone does their part, it makes it more likely we will.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.